The Newburgh Illuminated Festival is an event designed to celebrate the diversity and dynamism of the city with a day of music, art, dance, poetry, food, and more. It brings people and families together to shine a light on the city of Newburgh, to bring new people to the area, increase tourism, attract new businesses, and have a positive effect on the regional perception. The brainchild of Newburgh Mayor Judy Kennedy. The event will be held this year on June 1st on Broadway near Liberty and Grand Streets from noon until 10 p.m. Four outdoor performance stages will be featured throughout the day, along with the annual Color Fest. Activities especially for kids on the lawn of Washington headquarters, musical guests at the warehouse, a dance and performing arts stage, a fashion show, and a lot more. To tell us more, we do welcome Festival Board Chairman Paul Ernenwine. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. Very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's a thrill to be here.
Well, you have a lot going on. Let's try to get to as much of it as we possibly can in the time we have allotted. How did this whole thing, as you mentioned, the brainchild of the mayor, how did this all come about?
City of Newburgh has had many challenges over the years, and starting in the 70s and into the 80s and 90s, it was a city that was faced with real difficulties. Well, Judy Kennedy, not from Newburgh, ended up living in the city of Newburgh, and she started discovering all these amazing things about the city. It really is one of the most historical, beautiful architectural cities in the Hudson Valley, and a community unmatched, unlike any other. And she started learning about it, and she realized that nobody knew that Thomas Edison actually lived in Newburgh and started the first electric plant, and Newburgh was the second illuminated city in the world. And she started to discover that Washington, it's actually without George Washington and the conspiracy that took place at Washington's headquarters at the Hasbrouck House in the city of Newburgh, there would be no United States of America, and on and on and on. And she wanted to have a day where we could celebrate and have the entire Hudson Valley there to discover the beauty of Newburgh and the incredible community. And she pulled together some volunteers. She went outside of city government to make it happen and pulled in we volunteers to make the event happen.
When it comes to, first of all, low-lying fruit here. So when it comes to Illuminated Festival, it comes from that Edison connection.
It does. That's the original name. And, you know, she loved it, and we love it because it comes from that Edison connection, and it is a chance to illuminate Newburgh and that part of the Hudson Valley to the rest of the Hudson Valley. You know, the Hudson Valley is really taking off in an amazing way, for all the way down to the city and Battery Park, all the way up to Lake Tier, the clouds, and everywhere in between here. And, of course, Capital District is seen some great things. And the last 5 years in the city of Newburgh has seen a renaissance like no other.
Newburgh Illuminated Festival taking place June 1st from 12 to 10 p.m., and music, food, dance, art, poetry, fashion, it was always the intention to show off all that you have, not just focus on one thing.
It sits in a beautiful place. The city of Newburgh sits on a hill overlooking the Hudson, overlooking Mount Beacon and what we call the Gap, where you look down on Bannerman's Island and West Point. And we believe we're going to have about 170 vendors out on Liberty Street and Broadway this year in the heart of the city. We're going to have the three music stages playing incredible bands, and music from all over the region are going to be playing starting at noon and till 10 o'clock on our main stage. We kick off the festival with a Partisan Fontaine, who is a Newburgh native and a world-renowned musician. The dance stage, which is at Safe Harbors Green on Liberty and Broadway, we have dancers from all over the region who are very, very prominent. The dance is incredible. A fashion stage with local and regional designers. Children's activities on Washington's headquarters lawn. We have over 60 street performers are going to be walking through the streets performing their art. And our stores and restaurants are going to be going all out for this day. It's just an amazing day. It's become the event of the Hudson Valley.
When you look at all of those things and, you spotlight them for this day, and yet there is the understanding that you have this talent to draw from, which means that that is going on all the time in the city.
Well, there is this new renaissance. The city of Newburgh is only 3.8 square miles. It's only 28,000 people. It statistically is one of the poorest, toughest places in the state of New York and in the country. It has been, there's been in the last 5 and 10 years an amazing art scene of musicians and performers and artists. We're going to have a giant art display and art tent right in the middle of the festival with artists showing their wares. It has really become a center point of the Hudson Valley. And we're there just to show it off and everyone to come and have a great day.
When you talk about the issues of the city, so where are we on that? And how do events, do you think, like this help not only show off the thriving arts community, but also what these wonderful endeavors can do to help the overall prosperity of the city at large?
Newburgh saw so many challenges, and the press surrounding Newburgh's challenges has been awful in the past. Well, there is this new feeling, this new energy, this new renaissance happening, and it's Newburgh Illuminated has become a sort of homecoming for people coming from all over the country. I have friends coming who now live in Florida coming just for Newburgh Illuminated. And former Newburghers are all coming home to see their friends, to see their family, bringing the kids to have a great day and a great night together. But also regionally, there are folks that I meet every day and that I see every year at Newburgh Illuminated who say, you know, I didn't even know I could come here. I didn't know it was safe. I didn't know it was this beautiful and this easy and this community was this welcoming because of some of the decades-old bad press that was received. So that part is really exciting. You know, we have no entrance. We have no exit. We have no ticket price. We have no parking fee. We are right in the heart of the city. So it's just a great opportunity to come spend the day and the evening together.
That makes things much easier. That's a great way of thinking of it. Yeah, you don't. There's no exit. There's no entrance. You just show up.
That's exactly right.
You show up and you roam.
Yep. And if you look at our Newburgh Illuminated Festival, if you look at the website, if you get on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and you see our prior year's events and photographs and the smiles and the good times of all ages, all socioeconomics, all ages, all backgrounds, teenagers. I now have two teenage daughters. They and their friends have been talking about this for months, ready to come spend the day and the evening.
When you look at a festival like this and putting it together, what are the challenges? What makes it hard to do something like this?
We're just volunteers. The challenges are giant. First of all, we have to raise a lot of money. This year, we have the generous sponsors like Keeley Kia and Alto Music and Ramos Upholstery, Gritworks and Catania Mann Milligram and Ryder and United Air Conditioning. These sponsors and givers and donors, we are a 501c3, and these donors, they make it happen. It costs tens of thousands of dollars to put this event on. We have to get all the tents and porta-potties and stages and music and lighting, and we have to put it all together. It's extremely expensive. Raising money all year long and getting sponsors is very difficult. And operations. I have a full-time job. I have a family. I have a lot of other responsibilities. It is just volunteers who are willing to, will be out there at 6:30 in the morning help picking up garbage. We will be putting this together all year long is an incredible feat. And I consider the people involved unbelievable heroes because it is a selfless, strange love and dedication to that amazing region.
What has the reaction been from the business community?
It's been great. It's kind of funny. It's turned into a little bit of a jealousy, and we promise we're going to keep trying to expand where we are for Newburgh Illuminated. The businesses in the zone of the event just have a tremendous year. It's all of their best year. Best year of sales. They make the most money. They do the best, and they're all prepared that day. When we first started doing Newburgh Illuminated, many of our businesses saw as sort of an annoyance. And now we have businesses throughout the city who want so badly for us to expand the event into all regions of the city. And you know, the hope is that we're going to keep expanding.
That expansion allows you, as you say, it makes sense to put people in other parts of the city that they wouldn't normally. And by the way, every festival I've ever been a part of has had this problem, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's a very common problem. Oh, why aren't they down on this street? Why?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it. Yep. It makes a lot of sense, and yet it's hard just for logistics to keep everybody happy.
One of the things is we have so many vendors. Now, we have vendors from all over the region and selling goods and food trucks and all different kinds of an amazing array of different kinds of cuisines and food from our vendors. But some of our vendors are our local business folks who are not in the zone. Not in the zone of the festival, but they are a mile away, but they have a $100 vendor table, and they come and they show off their wares and they market themselves, and they do quite well too.
When so you talk about working on this, it sounds to me like you're working on this as a long range project. Yes, we're gonna get June 1st out of the way, but we're always looking at how we're gonna do this down the line.
It's all year long. We meet a minimum. So starting in August, we'll have our first meeting. We'll try to give everyone a break and try to start liking each other again. And we will start in August with our meeting, and we'll be once a month, our board meeting. And then in January, we'll probably go twice a month again, and we'll put it together. It's an all year long project. It's very challenging. It is also incredibly emotional for many of us when we, after so much dedication, after trying so hard to make this event happen, when it kicks off, when it's about 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and you look around and you see the smiles and the happiness, you see people who have not been together in a long time, you see the different ethnic and racial age and regional backgrounds, everybody having such a good time together. It is emotional. It is very satisfying, and it's a thrill.
I mean, it says that right on the very top of your advertising of Come and Celebrate Our Diverse and Wonderful River City. The Newburgh Illuminated Festival takes place June 1st. It takes place from noon to 10 p.m. Broadway and Liberty in Newburgh. Music and food and dance and art and poetry and fashion and all of that stuff is happening on the 1st of June. You can find out more information about the festival as a whole by going to NewburghIlluminatedFestival.com. NewburghIlluminatedFestival.com. Festival Board Chairman Paul Ernenwine, I thank you very
got
much
it.
For being with us. Oh, what a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
Have a blast.
Thanks.
Again, you can find out more by going to NewburghIlluminatedFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.